regarding our locks last week. Pancakes and Pandemics would like to apologize to our friends, families, the United States of America, our fans, and anyone that we financially impacted with our locks this weekend. In speaking with some of you, it breaks our heart to know the pain we have caused. Our picks lacked awareness and understanding of the competitive atmosphere. They were hurtful and may have misled people to believing that we don't know what we're doing. This could not be further from the truth and is not an accurate reflection of our commitment to excellence or our character. And for that, we apologize and we promise 6-0 this weekend, motherfuckers. Listen in Friday. We're going to dominate. Locks will be back. Let's go. Just so you guys know, I copied a lot of that from Drew Brees's speech when he accidentally got racist for a little bit. So I thought I'd use a lot of his content. How did it sound?
It sounded good. I was thinking to myself the whole time, I went 1-1. So
I was just thinking, I don't care what I went, but like
all this weed talk.
The one thing I've learned from this podcast is that you never apologize. Okay. You always just stick to what you do.
All right.
Never apologize for, you know, Coach Norm never apologized for how he coached.
It's true.
So. God, Jesus, Eve. You're right. Hey.
He would just get thrown out the game. You think he was going back later and writing that referee a long apology letter? No.
Fuck no.
That's a good point. We went 1-5 because, frankly, we needed a little bit of a setback. It's going to motivate us moving forward. Good point. We don't apologize. What, John, do you have anything prepared to take back the apology that I just laid out?
No, you know what? There might be another week like this. And so, you know what? You're either ride or die. You put all your money on us, and you either are going to win a lot or you're going to lose a lot. But as long as you ride with us, we love
you. We ride with you.
There you go. Yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we got garbage faxes here.
Best podcast, what we regarded as. P&P in this bitch, where the party at? We know some dope ass shit that be hard to match. So listen up, y'all. Here's some garbage facts. Let's go.
I'm excited. This is the second episode where we've incorporated garbage facts. As a reminder, it is where we give you a one or two or whatever facts that you can just become smarter out in the world. Something that you probably didn't know. I want to go to John first because he went pretty heavy with octopi dicks last time. We'll see where he's going this week. John, what's your garbage fact of the week?
Yep. So octopus. No, I'm kidding. Actually, I'm glad I'm going first because it's sports related. So
good.
With a win on October 11th over the Indianapolis Colts, unfortunately, Baker Mayfield became the most winningest quarterback at First Energy Stadium with 12 total wins. He now has there at that stadium. That stadium is where the Cleveland Browns play. The team which Baker Mayfield plays for is the Cleveland Browns. He's in his third year quarterbacking for that team. The previous record holder of the most wins by a quarterback at that stadium was Ben Roethlisberger at 11-1. The Steelers are in the same division as the Browns, if you don't know that. First Energy Stadium, this is the kicker, First Energy Stadium has been the same stadium that the Browns have played at since 1999.
Whoa. Oh, my God. So in 21 years, the previous record holder is a guy that only plays there once a year.
It's an opponent.
Jesus, mother. That is a good garbage fact. I like that. I'm going to tell everybody that. Esteban's a Browns fan. Got
him. I'm really sticking it to him here. I was typing it out. I can't wait till Esteban listens to this episode.
All right. Eve, what's your garbage fact?
During my research of garbage facts, I came across one that was kind of fun. It's about lions having sex. So, because I was trying to input more sex into the podcast, I'm making an effort. So some lions can mate over 50 times a day. So for lions, usually they mate once a year or once every 2 years, and they only mate for like 3 or 4 days in a row. And they mate like every 20 to 30 minutes up to 50 times in 24 hours. It can be like, that's a lot of sex. So I think that's pretty cool. And, I don't think I can do that myself, but good for the lions.
Yeah, I mean, that goes from fun to work at about 3. The last 47 are tough.
No wonder people are poaching lions. I would poach a lion and devour whatever I need to devour out of them to gain that superpower.
Oh, that's a good, another good fact. All right. Well, I struggled with this one because I had a lot of facts I wanted to go to. So I just threw them all into one bucket and I'm going to call them stripper facts. Okay. Yeah. So 1 in 3 strippers really are putting themselves through college. 1 in 10 strippers is married. 1 in 8 strippers get health benefits, with 1 in 25 using vision coverage as well. 1 in 5 strippers have dated a customer. 8 of 9 strippers would recommend stripping to their friends. And lastly, 89% of strippers were raised in a religious home. So thank you, Allah, for strippers. Last unrelated statistic, there are 103,746 people with the first name Bailey. Completely unrelated. All right. There's your garbage facts, people. Hope you enjoyed it. You're a little bit smarter today about strippers, about Lions fucking, and about Esteban's shitty Browns. There you go. All right. Now we've got a double tease, top threes. Kind of excited about this one. Listen, there's no hiding it. We've been gaining population almost at a dangerous rate. And COVID has helped a little bit with that, if you want to use the word helped. But the point is, we have too many people. And Eve, John, myself, we were like, listen, we need to eliminate some humans. And we shouldn't just do it randomly. We should have some sort of strategy to the type of people that we need to eliminate. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the top three types of people we need to eliminate. John, I want to go to you first. What's the first group of people that you're getting the fuck out of here?
People that haven't seen the award-winning television show Battlestar Galactica.
I was just talking about this show. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God. And she was in Mandalorian. Okay, sorry. Go on.
I know. Yeah, another spoiler alert. So, William, you would love it. It's got robots fucking robots, robots fucking people, people fucking people, a lot of good sex, a lot of great action scenes, space combat, intrigue, drama, comedy. There's some comedy in there. And you know what? And some really great, wonderful people you can really root for. You're basically rooting for the entire human race against the murderous Cylon army. And you know what? Then it hits you over the head with, bam, there's some religious bullshit in here too we're tossing in. It's a multifaceted show. Went for 5 seasons. You got to look it up. I'm pretty sure it's still streaming on Hulu. Battlestar Galactica. Watch it, or I'm going to snap my fingers and wipe you off the earth.
Well, Xena Warrior Princess is in it too. You can't say no to that.
Lucy Lawless. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, John, I was thinking we would get rid of small portions of people. You just wiped out like a lot of the fucking earth.
I'm going to be really lonely.
I am inevitable.
But the people left are going to be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
All right, Eve, who are you getting rid of?
For my first task as Thanos, I will get rid of those who spit on sidewalks. Okay, the people that spit their gum out or just in general huck a loogie on the sidewalk where I'm walking can just disappear from the universe, because there's some really great grass over there you could spit in, and they choose to spit where I'm actually walking. And that kind of careless, negligent action does not deserve to
remain. I think you couldn't have said it better. I mean, you're right. That if we're eliminating people, those people should definitely go. Also, not good for COVID. Also, why are you spitting? I mean, do you spit, John? Like, when do you ever need to spit? Like, don't we just, as a human race, swallow our saliva? Isn't that been something that we've been doing forever?
Yeah, correct. I don't understand. Like, when I watch, you know who's a good spitter? Was Jay Cutler. When I watch him on the sidelines, he's constantly spitting, just saliva. And I don't understand why. What is he getting into his mouth? What is in there?
Yeah.
No.
Here's what I will say. For some weird reason, when you step on a baseball field, everyone just starts spitting. And I don't know why.
It's the sunflower seeds. It's the sunflower seeds.
Maybe that's right. All right. So I'm going to get rid of people that stand up on airplanes right when we land. Where in the fuck are you going, sir? Sit your bitch ass down. There's 50 to 100 people in front of us that are obviously going to get off the plane first. There's nowhere to go. So personally, I think everyone should be mandated to take a flight, and we should immediately execute anybody that stands up way too soon. So we're getting rid of those people. All right, John, back to you. Who else?
I hate those
What were you saying, Eve?
I forgot about that, but I hate those people too. And you know, during COVID, I flew a few times and they made announcements like, hey, stay in your seat and then wait till the row in front of you goes. People still were fucking that up.
Yeah, I just, it's like, guys, this isn't fucking brain surgery. It's like leaving anywhere. You're not, sit the fuck down. All right, John, who else are you getting rid of?
People in your day-to-day job that spout corporate cliches and platitudes nonstop. It's just the worst. I had one person last week say, hey, we don't want to lose line of sight on this deal. What do you mean line of sight? Are you, Jim, are you a sniper? Pilot? Yeah, what are you talking about line of sight? That's I don't understand what that means. Well, and constantly, at the end of the day, we need to blah, blah, blah. What do you mean? What day? I mean, sometimes if it's summer, it doesn't get night here till 8 o'clock. So, I mean, I could be waiting a long time for the end of the day. And you know what? We need to noodle on that. I'm just going to noodle on that. And what do you mean noodle on that? You're sticking egg noodles in your head and you're deep throwing spaghetti while you think about some dumb idea? No. Just say what you're fucking trying to say and don't cloak it in your dumb platitude.
Woo! All right. John is getting rid of more people. Eve, who are you getting rid of?
Working my way up, people who don't return their grocery carts to carousels, yeah. Right?
You're very passionate about
this.
Very
that passionate. Shit. We've gone over this 3 times in the podcast, but my car is precious to me. If I see you not returning your cart, that means you want to hit my car with your cart. And I don't like that. So, and also it just shows like lack of effort. You walked it all the way from the store to your car. You can't walk it another 20 feet? Fuck you.
Boom. Okay. Yeah. I Eve, so far, I think you've nailed 2 groups of people that should definitely be eliminated and maybe the best 2. Like John's going a little too deep with the, the Battlestar Galactica. We're killing a lot of people. And then I'll be honest. I've dropped a few at the end of the days myself. So although I hate when I do it, I've done it. So actually John's killed me twice now. So, all right, let's move on to who I'm getting rid of. I'm going to go with Boston fans that were born in 1995 or after, or have chosen to root for them since the year 2000, because since 2000, Boston sports teams have won 12 championships and their fans have become exponentially more obnoxious with each victory. And specifically the young fans that don't have any appreciation for the pain and anguish that most fans experience for decades. Those pretentious chouds that try to claim the entire New England as their own are scum. So let's rid ourselves of this entire group of people. And while we're at it, let's throw in Nebraska football fans and talk about the early 1990s. And that's all I got. Quick reminder, Yankees have 27 championships. Okay.
I'm going to try to do my impression of someone from Boston. Hey, I'm walking here.
Hey, that's mine. Oh. I'm walking here. Some khakis.
Chowder.
Fucking chowds.
Wicked smart.
That's it. You got it right there. That's it.
Well done.
All right, so my last group of people I'm ready to be without are people who think they're rebelling against the government by not wearing a mask. Really, guy, this is the government's end game? Oh, yeah? To make people wear masks. Like, do you think like the government, whatever that you think the government is, people in dark secretive rooms going, we got him, the idiots. We got him to wear a mask finally. Finally, they fell into our decades-long trap. No. To somehow equate your active idiocy by not wearing a mask with the rebellion of an American colonist from 1776 is frankly offensive. Those were farmers that rose up against the government with muskets and pitchforks that was ruling them from thousands of miles away while you're banging out your idiocy on Facebook. Which, by the way, if you're still on Facebook putting out dumb anti-mask posts, you are a boomer. Put your comments on Twitter or Instagram where people might actually see them.
Go to Parlay.
Please go to the parlay, whatever. Just
hey, I do want to. So, not to get too deep into the comments you just made about the actual rebellion of the 1700s, but I was reading. I'm doing homeschooling with my kids, right? And those people were fucking crazy. Just the process of going from England to be like, yeah, we're gonna go like try out this fucking place that no one's ever been to, where there's Indians, start your own shit, and then just be like, you know what? This is bullshit. We're gonna go fight that country. Those people were nuts and awesome. And I don't think we really recognize. I started thinking about my own little life and I was like, I would never, ever do something as uncomfortable as that. So shout out to those fucking people. They're awesome.
No, but it's too uncomfortable to wear a mask.
All right. I like that, John. Those people, by the way, those people do have a decent chance of getting eliminated naturally by getting COVID. All right, Eve, where are you going?
Yeah, I was going to say that, but then I put together 1 + 1 and got the they're going to die anyway.
It was two. Yeah.
So this weekend I was driving on the highway. It was pretty packed and a van decided to merge into me. It was like the first time I've had to use my horn in a long time. Nice. And I got really bad road rage from it. So for my number one, I'm going to eliminate bad drivers. So people who don't signal, people that are slow in the left lane, people that are changing lanes without looking and that continue to change lanes even after I honk. Like, what the f-? So please, you know, I know that the stereotype is that women are bad drivers and so are Asian people, but I don't know if that's actually true. I think there's a lot of bad
that's true.
Out there. That, no. Okay. All I'm
Eve,
say
you just
is,
killed a bunch of women and Asian people.
Well, I have better choices than with men. So I'm going to just say that I will be around because I am not a bad driver. And I just think people that are bad drivers should never drive on the road. Okay.
Perfect. All right. Well said. I'll close this out. And I'm going to go kind of John Boynt a little bit in the corporate world. I'm going to go people that respond to a thank you email with "you're welcome." Imagine a long email exchange where something finally gets accomplished. Oftentimes, someone will send an email that sends a simple thank you. And I'm not a huge fan of the thank you email, but I do understand that gratitude for work is sometimes important, and I'll accept the thank you email. But that is also the end of the email trail. It's over when there's a thank you sent. Done, finito. Do not dare respond with a "you're welcome." That's completely unacceptable. You should be eliminated from the planet. Thousands of emails will be unsent, and the world will undoubtedly be a safer place.
Yeah, that person should get a blue screen of death as soon as they hit send on that.
Absolutely.
And you're right. The thank you isn't that warranted either. Like, I get, I don't know, sometimes I'll get 100 emails a day. Don't clog it up with your thank you or a "you're welcome."
Yeah. Well, right. I'm with you. I'm not a big thank you guy either, but every once in a while, like, especially if someone's done some shit, it's like, I probably should just at least acknowledge it to some extent.
No, I'm just saying the words thank you. Sometimes I'll just have someone to email thank you and that's it.
Yeah. That's
give them prostate cancer.
Woo. Eve killing them with fucking cancer. God damn. All right. Well, that's it. That's part two. Hope you enjoyed our garbage facts. Hopefully you're not one of the people that we eliminated. Hope you had fun. Rate, subscribe, review. By the way, all these fucking people in Hawaii, Eve. Hold on. These people in Hawaii, I'm looking at our rates and our subscribes and our reviews. What the fuck are they doing? You're sending them the show. How about you add a little tagline? Rate, subscribe, review.
Okay, fine. I'll add it to the next batch.
And then at the end, after you tell them that, what do you say then?
See ya.
See ya.
See ya.